Talking Newspaper Sport for September, prepared by Andrew Colomossi. Hello again and welcome back to our monthly look at the sports scene in and around the town. And this time we start by heading north of the border for news of five intrepid Topperton Harriers who took part in the prestigious Ben Nevis Fell Race. That sounds like a pretty tough challenge to us, but as we've said before, when the going gets tough, our Harriers get going, and so it proved once again. All five of our runners who made the long journey north to take part in the 8.7-mile slog up the UK's highest mountain finished the course, climbing 4,419 feet in the process. Thankfully, weather conditions were favourable for the 600 entrants, and it was debutant Chris Kay who led the Harriers contingent home in 77th place in a time of 2 hours, 10 minutes and 56 seconds. It was Chris's first attempt at the race, whereas Gaz Pemberton was taking part in the event for the 17th time and came home in a creditable 153rd place. He now needs 4 more appearances to join the elite group who have finished the event 21 times, for which he will receive a commemorative plaque. The Harriers' other contestants were Dan Taylor, who finished 144th, Bob Halstead, 216th, and Robin Tuddenham, 297th, enabling the Harriers to finish 15th out of 31 in the team event. So congratulations to them all. Cricket now, and we're bringing you news of our next edition of the final stages of the Lancashire League campaign for our two teams, Todmorden and Walsden. But we cannot let the season pass without mention of an excellent year for Todmorden's second 11. Led by new skipper Ben Sutcliffe, for many years a stalwart in the first team, the second string have enjoyed a successful season in both league and cup action. They reached the final of the second team knockout competition, involving teams from both divisions, only to suffer a 44-run reverse against Burnley at Centre Vale. But undeterred, they returned to league action the following week and clinched promotion at the top of the division with a 6-wicket victory over Greenmount. Veteran spinner Ibra Ali claimed 3 for 19 and Sam Kelly 4 for 13 as Greenmount were hustled out for 102 and Kai Abbas hit a match-winning 71 to ease Todd to a 6-wicket victory and promotion to the top flight. So it's well done to Sutcliffe and his side, a combination of experienced campaigners and young hopefuls, and let's hope they can build on these achievements next season. To table tennis now, and we'll be bringing you a full report in our next bulletin on how Todmorden's Megan Shackleton fared in the ITTF European Paralympic Championships in Sheffield. Megan, 24, was named the Great Britain squad for the event and was due to compete in the women's class 4 singles event and also the doubles with teammate Jack Hunter Spivey. At the time of going to press, she had reached the knockout stages of the women's event after coming back from losing her first group match to win the next two. The championships, which were staged at the English Institute of Sport, were only the second time since the London Paralympics in 2012 that members of the British table tennis squad had an opportunity to compete in front of a home crowd. And the event also gave Megan, who combines life as a full-time athlete with her studies for an English degree at Sheffield University and her teammates a chance to claim valuable ranking points for a place in the UK Paralympic squad for next year's Games in Paris. And finally, it's very much a case of come on you Clarets. After Burnley suffered defeats in the first 3 matches back in the Premier League to be rooted at the foot of the table at the international break. But, as the optimists would say, there's still a long way to go.